This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today, and my special guest is Liz Smith, or Liz, what is it? Aurora Eos Rose. You've told me that 100 times. I never can pronounce it. And I'm sitting here looking at it. And it's, you are the founder of phpmentor.org or phpmentoring.org.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. And that's what we want to talk about today. Of course, you are well known in the PHP community as one of the core devs on PHP, and you work heavily in PHP on Windows and GTK and all the other fun stuff, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about PHP mentoring. I guess the first thing to do is, why don't you give us an overview of the project?
PHP mentoring is designed to, first of all, help people who want to improve themselves by finding a mentor, either in a specific skill or in their career overall. Just to hook up with people who are willing to give back in that way to help them become better at something. Mm-hmm. In addition to pairing up, kind of like a dating service, it's also designed to kind of give some guidelines for how to find, how to do the pair up, but also how to structure the relationship, how to set goals, what are the kind of things you do in the relationship. It also has a bunch of resources, not only for mentors or for their apprentices, but also just for PHP and SQL and all kinds of programming skills in general.
Just generic, not generic, but just PHP, like tutorials and MySQL tutorials and things like that?
Yep. So tutorials, we also have exercises you can do and challenges and things like that.
Oh, cool. Any badges yet? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so you've set up an organization to allow people to become mentors and to take on apprentices and become better developers or just advance their career. I guess the question has to, or the question comes to mind, how'd you come up with the idea?
Actually, PHP mentoring was a complete and total accident. So at Lone Star PHP this year, I did a talk on mentoring developers.
Mm-hmm.
I had been speaking to one of my friends, Elizabeth Naramore, that someday it would be really fun to keynote at a conference. And she's like, well, that's a great idea, but you do a lot of tech talks. And most of the keynotes tend to be more soft talks. So I'm like, well, I have a bunch of people that I mentor in PHP. I'll talk about how I do that. So I did the talk, and it was really well received. And I came back home, and I got a little message on Twitter from somebody saying, you know, what IRC channel should I go if I want to get involved in mentoring? So I just like, PHP mentoring. I just quit created it on Freenode. And somebody tweeted it, and suddenly I had, what was it, like 30 people in the room in like 20 minutes. It was crazy.
Wow.
And then they were going, well, we should do a website. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot of work. Let's just stick an organization up on GitHub because we can do a site there really easy. And all of a sudden I had all these people helping me set up the website, you know, set up some procedures. It was just, it was not my, just me, because all these people came in and were like, this is an awesome idea. We want to help you do it. And that's what made it take off so well and why it's doing so well.
Well, that's cool. Now you say before the project was formalized, you were actually mentoring people before that, right?
Yes.
What kind of topics were you mentoring those people in?
I do a little bit of everything. I found that there are really some basic levels when you're mentoring somebody. You have the people who come in or who are real basic beginners who need the basics of how to do PHP, how to do HTML. And then you have the intermediate ones who just need to improve their skills. And then you get to the point where you have people you're mentoring in just one skill usually, who are generally very good developers in general, but you may have one skill that they really aren't good at, and they may have one that you really need to learn. Mm-hmm. So, like right now, I have my son Patrick, who I'm actually doing as a beginning developer, who I'm teaching him, you know, the basics of programming. And then I have a couple ones that I'm working with right now, who I've been working with for a while, who are now intermediate developers. So I'm just, you know, helping improve skills. And then I have people, the advanced developers, who usually I teach them how to write extensions and do PHP core stuff and that kind of thing.
Cool. Now, you brought up Patrick, so he's fair game now. how old is he now?
He's 14. He'll be 15 in October.
And he helped you actually build the site, correct?
Yes, he's jokingly referred to as our code monkey, because he did a lot of the hard legwork of the HTML and writing things and getting it all put up.
I actually had a developer who used to work for me that had Code Monkey on their business cards. that's there's nothing to be ashamed about there. I thought he had, because I saw somebody mentioning a problem, and I think your answer was, well, you know, you can help him along by showing him what he did wrong instead of just griping about it. So I thought that was a great answer. But, well, that is great, and it's great that you're practicing what you preach. You know, you not only mentor others, but you're actually mentoring your son and bringing up the next generation of software developers, and that's awesome. Say somebody hears this and wants to get involved. Are you accepting applications for either apprentices or mentors?
Of course. If you want to, we're always looking for more help. If you want to become a mentor or an apprentice, or if you want to help with the site, if you want to add stuff to the resources, directories that we have, repositories we have going, if you want to help add new things to the site, whatever. If you'd like to be involved, the first thing to do is to go to phpmentoring.org and read. I know people don't like to read, but there are a lot of people who come into the IRC channel who's like, what's this about? All that information is there on the front page of the website. Tells you our vision, why we're here, what we're doing. After you read that, I know this kind of sounds like RTFM, but seriously, read the site first. It'd take you 5 minutes. You can go. We have a wiki on GitHub, and formalized at some point a little bit later, but for now we just have a huge wiki page that says these are people who are accepting an apprentice, a little bit about yourself, what you're willing to mentor on, and then you have another section down below, people who are accepting mentors, who are accepting looking for mentors, and just what they're looking for and what they need. For now, you kind of have to do a lot of the legwork yourself. Go into the IRC channel and talk to people. You can PM them and ask, you know, are you interested in accepting another mentor? Or I saw you on the list. Are you interested in having me mentor you on this? That is going to be formalized a little bit in the future, but I've been extremely busy at the moment. So that's coming in the next few months or so. This entire project is still very fluid, changing exactly how we do things. As far as processes go, so if you want to be involved in that, come to the RSA channel and talk, ask questions. I think that's about it. Go put yourself on the wiki and then contact people and see what you can find.
Sweet. Now, you talked about the fact that you've given this talk before, and you're giving this talk, I believe, at the Code Connects conference?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm frantically scrambling for the dates for that. Oh, November 8 and 9, 2012, in Indianapolis. So we'll throw a link to the show notes. We'll throw a link to that conference in the show notes in case anybody actually wants to see you talk, because that's going to be a fun conference. And I think it's like $99 for 2 days. And, I mean, yeah, you have to sit through a session of mine, but you actually get to hear people like Keith Casey and you and Ben Ramsey. So that's awesome. Okay, well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about mentoring. It's an important topic, and I'm glad that there's several initiatives out there that are trying to mentor and develop more PHP developers, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this from all of us. So thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community. Thanks for all the work you do on PHP, and you know, we just really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.